Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring the men of Motown. This half hour, we'll hear from the Four Tops, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Rare Earth, Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Edward Starr, Smokey Robinson, and the Isley Brothers. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature the men of Motown.
But no one is big enough to go alone. Just ask the lonely, they know the hurting pain of losing a love you can never regain. Just ask the lonely. The young and foolish laugh at love, slowly run away. Confident and sure that fate will bring another love their way. But ask the lonely how vainly a heart can yearn for losing a love.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I'm
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from Rare Earth and Get Ready. That was a song that was made famous 3 years earlier by The Temptations, but the Rare Earth version of that song reached number 4 in the pop charts in 1970, and that was their first charting song. Before that, Junior Walker and the All-Stars with Come See About Me, a supreme smash song, but Junior Walker's version reached number 24 in 1967. It was that with the Four Tops, Ask the Lonely, number 24 also from 1965. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, featuring the Men of Motown. Well, coming up, a great song that was never released as a 45 in the United States from Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? Well, Isn't She Lovely was taken from Stevie Wonder's 1976 album entitled Songs in the Key of Life, and in it, it celebrates the birth of his daughter, Alicia. Interestingly enough, the song was very popular in the United States and received much radio airplay, but it didn't chart because Stevie Wonder would not allow it to be released as a 45, despite being asked to do so by Motown. The song did make the Billboard Adult Contemporary charts as an album cover, entering the top 40 on January 8, 1977, staying there for 5 weeks and peaking at number 23. But the album version of the song, which you'll hear, clocked in at 6 minutes and 34 seconds. But the radio stations had a radio edit version of the song that ran 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and it cut out the baby crying sounds. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely, right here on Motown. Edwards star in Agent 00, then reached number 21 in the United States Pop Charts from 1965. It was recorded on the Rick-Tick record label. Motown bought that label. Rick-Tick was also based in Detroit. And before that, Marvin Gaye and Distant Lover, reaching number 28 in the Pop Charts from 1974. And we start with Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely, from 1976. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring the Men of Motown. Well, coming up, Smokey Robinson and the Agony and the Ecstasy, right here on Motown Memories.
What's it all about? This crazy love. How dear are two worlds entwined.
Oh, make it a sacrifice.
plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Yes, I'll always love you. You got the love I need.
You got the love I need.
You got the love I need. Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
And let me walk on in. Open up your heart.
Open up your heart.
Shadows of our past, with this love that was born to last.
I guess I'll always love you.
You got the love I need.
You got the love I need.
You got the love I need. The only time I'm happy,
only time I'm
Brothers with I Guess I'll Always Love You, and then Allen reached number 61 in the United States pop charts from 1966. We start with Smokey Robinson and The Agony and the Ecstasy, reaching number 36 from 1975. Well, this half hour, we feature the Men of Motown. Coming up after the break, more Men of Motown, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.